Hashkafa Gems for Personal Growth and Character Development. We continue today with the Rabbeinu Bechaya's Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart, and Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We learned previously that every person has a chiyuv, has an obligation for self-accounting, self-reckoning, contemplation, a sense of introspection. True that it's for each and every day of the year, but especially so in Chodesh Elul, the few weeks before Yemei Din, before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Noting that every person has that obligation, today we address if in fact this self-accounting is the same for all people. Writes the Chovos HaLevavos, he says, Im cheshbin kol b'nei adam shaveh imlo. Is it in fact true that it's the same for all people? And in response he says, the Noemer ki atshuva v'zeh sheishtadlus b'nei adam b'inyonei terosam v'ilamam, that in fact, that the deliberation, that the contemplation on a person's religious and secular concerns, it varies. It's not the same for everybody. It's actually in accordance to each person's perception, a person's intelligence, a person's clarity, a person's havana, a person's understanding. It depends on where a person is in the generation, in a person's religious and moral standing. One has an obligation to do it, but the question is how much and to what extent. Noting that it's not the same for all people, what is it that a person is supposed to do? So he says that every person is obligated to make a personal accounting. That, of course, we know. Of though, what it is he is bound to do in the Avodas Hashem. What it is that a person is to do in the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's not that one person thinks that, yes, I have an obligation in Avodas Hashem, and a person doesn't think that. Everybody has that obligation. But this is true that it's in accordance with his recognizing the Ribbono Shalom's graces, the chesed, the universal ones and the particular ones, the Ashkacha Klolius, the Ashkacha Pratis, those which are particular, those which are especially bestowed upon him or her, and those that are what the fashioning of the world for which we are to have gratefulness, a sense of benevolence that we recognize that the Chaste Hashem is manifest. To what extent a person has that perception, that chachma, that intelligence, that tfuna, that das, then a person's ability to be able to make that self-accounting will be deeper with a more amkus, a more depth to it, to the extent that a person will draw closer. As the Pasuk says, V'yadatem hayom ki loy es b'neichem asher lo yodu v'asher lo ro'u es musar Hashem lekechem ki einechem aros es kol maaseh Hashem hagadol. What the Pasuk says is that it is for the B'nai Yisrael to consider this day, for it was not with your children who do not know the experience, the discipline of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am speaking. When Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in the Musar Shmuz to the Jewish people in Sefer Devarim, it was the reminder that it wasn't to the children, to the descendants, but it was your eyes that saw the great work. It was your eyes that saw all of the nisim v'niflos, all the moifsim, all of the great acts that the Ribbono Shel Olam performed for you. It's you and your eyes. And the meaning here is that the Ribbono Shel Olam's claim on you is much stronger and is far more glaring than it is on your children, who did not have the opportunity to witness its wonders, his wonders, or the opportunity with your own eyes to see all the things that that the Ribbono Shel Olam did. That Aleichem Yoser Chazaka V'Nireis Mimashihi Al B'neichem Asher Lo Ro'es Moifseh HaBarei Kira Ischem. What your eyes were able to see, so your children's eyes did not have the opportunity to see. You saw them with your own eyes. You and not they were especially graced with great favors. You and not they were spared from the Makos and Mitzrayim and from the rebellion of Korach. And so therefore, Al Kain Chayovim Atem Ba'avoid Aleihem. And so therefore, because your eyes saw it, because of your perception, because of your understanding, because of your proximity to the Nisim V'Niflos, you have a special Chiyuv. You have a special obligation to serve Hashem in gratitude for these favors, meaning that to what extent a person has a closeness to appreciating the favors, the divine benevolent showered on one person, the greater amount of hakara satov that one will have, and when one is reflecting on one's cheshbon and nefesh, one's own personal reckoning, one is going to feel great, great connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is true of all other areas as well. So different people have different obligations in accordance with their respective powers of perception, in accordance with the different degrees to which they have been graced with favors. So that means no two people are the same. Everybody has been graced with favors. The question is, what favors are different about your favors versus others? And mainly, what is your receptive power of perception? How tuned in? How locked in? How much energy for which you are connected to the spiritual power that connects you and interlocks you to the realization and the perception necessary to have the gratitude and the appreciation for all that the Ribbono Shel Olam does. And this is part of how we can understand to whom it is this self-accounting applies. It's to everyone. But is that everyone's obligation the same? And the answer is no. What we have to do as part of the preliminary in the study is to continue to nurture our perception, our understanding of all the good things that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, the nisim v'niflos, that we're able to try to perceive greater. True, we can't see them the same way our ancestors saw it by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the Makos Mitzrayim, Mamad Har Sinai, v'chulei, v'chulei. But nonetheless, to the extent that we adjust our spiritual vision to perceive the things that happen and the favors that are showered upon us in our own lives, so then our perception will then be more powerful. And our powerful ability to perceive that goodness will then mean that we'll be able to perceive the grace and the favor showered upon us. And then our self-accounting and our reckoning, our Chesrin HaNefesh, will be all the more meaningful. We'll continue with this theme in the days ahead. And I wish you an uplifted and a very inspired day.